The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, baby! We're gonna be here all day! We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here. Excited to have this guest in the Way Back with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Richter here in the Way
Hi
Back.
There.
Welcome to the Way Back,
buddy. I wish I'd worn long pants. Because I just know what this is. I got, you know, I got.
A bunch of.
I always talk. Belly and balls. That's what I was on TV for so long because they put the skinny guy behind a desk and I had to sit there with no protection and just get to showcase the belly
the
and
belly
balls.
The belly and the balls. Yeah. Well, it's great to have your belly and balls on the Way Back,
Thank
Andy
you so
Richter.
Much. Thank you.
Promote whatever you'd like, please.
Andy Richter Collin show on Sirius XM. On Wednesdays, Channel 104, and then the podcast, The Three Questions. Which is wherever you get your podcasts. I've been doing that for a number of years. It's an interview podcast, sort of like your other one. And that's about it. Clawson Pickles. They're really good.
I start this episodes always by asking people if they ever sat in this old school wagon
rear-facing yes. Station wagon. Yes. We had a few of them.
So you owned one, okay.
Yeah. The first one was, and this is early on when my mother remarried and our new stepfather had, and he had just bought it a Pontiac station wagon, a red Pontiac station wagon with a rear facing seat. And it was a used car, but he had just bought it. And they went on kind of like a little honeymoon to a state park in Illinois and brought my brother and me, because it was really, you know, they had their own room, but their own cabin. But my brother and I on the drive to Starved Rock State Park.
Looked like one of these?
Yeah, it was that. It was earlier than that, but that's it, basically. And
Firethorn Red.
That's
they call
a good looking car, though. I would love to have that car. But my brother and I were, there was all kinds of shit in the cracks of the seat, like kids' toys and stuff, like the previous family.
Oh, from the other
family?
Yeah,
from the previous family that he didn't know anything about, and money. And so, like, the whole drive, we were just, and then we'd like hop over to get into the other seats and to empty those out. And then we had an Oldsmobile, a big old Oldsmobile. I want to say it was called a Custom Cruiser. I don't remember, but it was blue with wood sides. It had an electric tailgate, like, that went down into
the glass.
The glass would go down, and then it would go down into the body of the car.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a pocket door,
yeah,
but into the car. So it was like a flat back, and my mom would drive there. That one right there.
Go ahead, get up there, Andy Richter.
That one right.
Boom. There. Oh my God,
that's it.
Relatives that had that too. I didn't know the glass did that.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. The glass would go down, and then that goes into the bottom of the car, which has got to be. Like, that car had to weigh 6,000 pounds.
Princess Park.
Because, you know, like, the just for the structure of a... Why? Oh, what are you seeing? Is it that thing spinning around?
No, it's the children in the back.
Yeah.
Wait, so the door does what now, too?
It goes down into the body of the car.
Wow. It, sort of slides under?
Yeah, it doesn't flip down. It goes, recedes into the body. So then you got a flat back with no... overhang, but in order to like support that, there has to be such a beefed up chassis back there to hold a door underneath it. But I delivered the Aurora Beacon News. That was like the daily newspaper.
So you had a paper route.
I had a paper
route.
How
old were you at the time?
I was probably 12.
This your first
13.
Like working thing?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then I also delivered the Kendall County Shopper.
You got two papers?
Which I had two paper routes. And the Kendall County Shopper was like one of those penny saver kind of papers that would come out once a week. But it was like 400 of them. Like my regular paper route was like maybe 40
And
people.
Do you have the white bag sling over you? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, not for the Kendall County. Because the Shopper paper was... It was too. There were too many of them. You couldn't carry them all. So it kind of. I mean, it's like one of those things where it's like I got a paper out, and my mom had to drive me virtually every time, and it was on the other side of town too. And I had a friend with me, or maybe it was just my brother and one of his friends, but we were doing it together. And we had all the papers in the back and the tailgate, you know, down, and we were jumping out of the back of the car and like sitting with our legs hanging over the back. And my mom pulled into a driveway that was on like a little rise. And I went up and threw the paper, and then I sat back down and I laid back down with my legs dangling down. But because she was backing off of a grade, my foot got caught in like a pothole or something. And it snapped my foot back.
No.
Yeah. And she like basically backed over my, she didn't run over my leg, but she backed up and my foot, you know, like I could feel it like snap back and snap forward, hyperextend.
Oh.
And it was broken. I had a broken leg. And I hopped up and like, I hopped up and ran to the front of the car, and I went, I think it's broken. I think it's broken. I think it's broken. But I did walk to the front of the car myself. We finished the papers. And, but by the time I got home, I couldn't walk on it. I had to be like helped into the house.
Did you have any other jobs? High school jobs?
Yeah, I did. This is
the window going up.
This is how it. Yeah, clamshell wagon tailgate.
Look at that.
Yeah,
that's bad. Want that now. Now I want that. What is that? An Oldsmobile Custom Cruiser?
Yeah.
That's
I'm wild. Surprised I still remember the name, but yeah, it was a custom cruiser.
I mean, and I guess
it looks like it says it's the 70s. So
I guess if that door don't work, it just becomes like a pickup.
It was station wagon pickup. It really was. And I think it too was designed so that it could carry like a 4x8 of plywood. Like it was meant to also be like a work vehicle too. But I had the paper route.
High school.
I worked with my stepfather had a plumbing business. And then through that plumbing business, my mother started a cabinet business, and I worked for both of them, which really fucking sucks in the summer. Because I worked for my mom, you know, throughout. I actually went and got a job at the grocery store so I wouldn't have to work for my mother. So I was like, I'm sorry, I'm getting another job. Because there's nothing, it's like, especially on a Saturday or in the summertime, to work for your parent who's a yeller anyway, and then you come home and it's like mow the yard.
Yeah.
Like I distinctly remember there being like there was something I was gonna go to, and it was like, you can't go until you mow the after working for her all day, and then like, no, you gotta mow the lawn before you leave. And we had a big fucking lawn. So
you
I was
riding
like,
mower?
No, it was a push mower really? At that point. We had a riding mower that died, and we never replaced it because we couldn't afford to. So
do you remember the address of the house?
1201 Game Farm Road. And the Game Farm is named because my grandpa, that's the house my great grandfather built.
It's the one he built.
Yeah
Your great grandfather built this.
Yeah, but you see how it like there's a sort of a wing that goes off to the right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my mom and stepdad added on.
Okay, so from that like front door to the right isn't
the
it
the two
add
story
on?
Where there's two the windows above each other. Okay. To the left, that was the original house.
Wow.
And then
that
above
is a big fucking yard. You push mowing that thing, dude, in the summertime. Oh man. Yeah. Holy shit, that's a big lot. Yeah,
we're on I think it, and it goes down too, it goes way back down into a pond. There's a pond that my grandfather had built, and wow, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the pond is still there. There was
so he built a pond.
He dug a pond and he had it stocked with trout. But that was like before my time, because then my uncle's sons thought they were doing him a favor by catching bluegill and putting them into the pond, which then they just choked out the trout. So there was bluegill and frogs down there, and I used to go down and catch frogs. But my grandpa was the director of conservation of the state of Illinois, and we had over like 40 varieties of trees in that place, and there was a fruit
on that
orchard
yard?
Yeah, in that yard, and then lots of flowers. I mean, it was there. I was starting to say the reason it was Game Farm Road is because my grandfather, who I said was my grandfather, got involved in politics kind of out just like
let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet.
Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Just because he was a nice guy, and he took a train trip, and on this train trip, my grandpa just he and his father, they had a farm, but they mostly just raised prize hogs and prize chickens, like I can't remember the name of them, but there was like it was a particular kind of hog, like Poland something hog. And chickens, and they would show them. And our attic was full of big silver loving cups for like the best, like
winning.
The best Poland hog. Or he was on a train trip taking chickens down to Southern Illinois to go to some competition. And he sat next to a guy who was in politics. And by the end of the train trip, he was the guy's campaign manager. That guy became the governor of Illinois.
Get the fuck out
like
of here.
Like 10 or 20 years later.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. So my grandpa was in the governor's cabinet. His campaign, and he was like, what do you want to do, Glenn? And my grandpa was like, well, conservation, because that's hunting and fishing. And he just basically hunted and fished. You know, that's kind of what
on
he did.
On the government.
Yeah. That's and great. He gave a piece of the family's land to the state to start a game farm, which was like a little zoo. There was a little zoo there when I was a little kid, but mostly what they did was raised pheasants to be released into different game preserves to be hunted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the same way that you would stock some place with fish, you would stock them with pheasants. So we had,
I didn't know they were stocking them either like that.
Hundreds and hundreds of pheasants down the road. And
my uncles would. I had an uncle that would hunt pheasant. They would mount it on the wall. I don't know. It's not a peacock.
No,
you know
it's,
I mean?
Not.
It's not. It's like this.
Well, you can eat them. They're like,
yes, you
people
can eat
do
them.
Eat
I get
them,
it.
But
I don't
not,
get displaying.
They're not. Yeah, no.
It's like, is that a crow?
Like, yeah, what a brave man. You shot a bird.
But it's not. And then you're mounting it like it's this gorgeous thing. It's pretty.
Yeah,
it's
no.
Pretty.
They're beautiful
they're
birds.
Pretty, but I don't
that's
know if
a male
I'm
too.
That on
like,
my wall.
The females are not. They're sort of, you know, like as a lot of birds, the females are like more sort of plain so they can hide. Yeah, they're more camouflageable. But so that's why it's Game Farm Road. And my grandpa was the director of conservation in the state for two terms. And that's why my family, my mother and her sisters went to school in Springfield, Illinois, because that was the state capital.
Okay.
And they lived there while my grandpa was in the governor's cabinet. Oh, and another summer job, because my grandpa was the chairman of Kendall County's Republican Party for 29 years. And he was a very nice man and everybody loved him. And he also sold insurance and real estate, but not real. He didn't try real hard, you know. And more often than not, like my grandma would go to his office in downtown Yorkville. He had to write it down. And downtown Yorkville is like two blocks of old storefronts down by the river. And she'd go into my grandpa's office. And more often than not, there was him and a bunch of other old men playing cards, like on a Wednesday at like 3 p.m. and drinking whiskey out of coffee cups. And that was just kind of, he hung out. That's what he did. But he also was powerful. Like he could get jobs done. And he was, you know, it was a benevolent kind of power. Although it, like I say, there was a game farm down the street and we had this beautiful yard. And this, that I say, we would sit, sometimes I'd be sitting at the breakfast table and there'd be people walking around looking at our yard like it was an arboretum or something. Like just, it was not unusual for people to just stroll around our
checking
yard.
Checking your trees.
Because it was so pretty. It was so pretty. And then like I say, a lot of flowers and then fruit trees. But there was a guy named Herbie Markeline who worked at the game farm. But he worked at the game farm until lunchtime. And after lunch, he worked on our yard. 5 days a week, worked on our yard, which I just never processed until later. Like, oh, that's graft. My grandpa was getting his yard made beautiful by this on the state of Illinois' dime.
Yeah.
And we used to have, because if you go back,
and he's hunting and fishing on
that
dime.
And he's hunting and fishing all he wants. And we had a big long.
He figured it the fuck out.
We had like a farm driveway, like a driveway that went in and then kind of like a big open area where tractors and stuff would park. That would, every year or every couple of years, a state road crew would come in and blacktop that. It would take them 15 minutes with one of those big, you know, yeah, you can see the driveway there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they would come in and blacktop that. And I just thought, that's what everyone got. Like, it was like, no, nobody gets state of Illinois, you know, asphalt trucks to come in and a whole crew to come in and, like, roll it out and, you know, in 15 minutes. So, but that, you know, that was those times. But my grandpa also, he got my brother a job at the game farm. And my brother said that they used to have around the big pheasant pen, they used to have they would get every vehicle, like from like a riding lawnmower to a tractor to a backhoe, and have races around the pheasant pen. And I got a job at a state park through my grandpa. Then I did that a couple summers called Silver Springs, which was just a real pretty park that was down by the river. And I used to work there and paint out houses and pick up trash and feed the fish. There was like fish that, you know, we'd go out in the outboard motor every morning and feed the fish. And it was actually like, it kind of made me, it was a moment where I was like, if I don't find something that I want to do with myself, something kind of grown up and career wise, like I could do this. Like I could just kind of basically do yard work, do yard work in a pretty place.
I tell you, these days I think about it all the time. I would love to have a yard and I just have a riding mower on Saturday or whatever. Just go out and cut the grass.
Yeah.
Be bothered.
It's not bad. I mean,
a little therapy out there.
And there was such a great lesson, like one of the first days that I worked there, because I do have like a real work ethic in me, and that when you like to do a good job, like and to like, it matters to me that I make my boss happy. Mm-hmm. And the first day that I went to work, I was painting an outhouse, a new outhouse that was like, it was like cinder block up to about, you know, 6 feet. And then from there, it was all timber. It was like a timber roof and all kind of rough timbers on the inside. And it was open above the top, so like there was airflow. But I was just painting the timber in the inside, and it's really rough lumber, and it's just with one brush. And I got the inside, like I didn't finish. You know, I painted it all day, went back for lunch, came back and painted again. And when the ranger came to pick me up at the end of the day, I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't finish the outhouse. And he went, well, there's always tomorrow. And I was like, oh. he laughed at me. He's like, I don't give a shit. He's like, if it takes 3 days, it takes 3 days, you know? So that was always like, oh, this is, and that was just, there was not, it was a very low pressure mm-hmm. existence. And I was like, oh, I could do this, you know?
Tell me about vacations growing up. Are you taking them? Are you flying? Are you driving? What are you guys doing?
Both. Some, it depended. Like we talked earlier about my Aunt Pat, my mom's mm-hmm. older sister, and she was the adventurous one. She was the one that would go live in different places and she was married 5 times to 4 different men. One of them she gave another shot and it fell apart again. but she lived all over. She moved to Chicago. She was like the only person in the family that moved into the big city.
I was gonna say that's the big city.
Yeah. Huh? And then she lived in Florida for a while. She lived in Atlanta for a while. She lived in Dallas for a while. She lived in San Francisco for a while.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And we would go visit her. That was a lot of our trips. And I want to say we did drive to Atlanta once, but we also flew to Atlanta because I remember, and that was, I think, my first time on an airplane. And I was probably about, I bet you I was 9 or 10, because I think my...
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
No, no, it was before my little brother and sister, because they're 9 years younger than me, my half-brother and sister. And we were flying on the night of 4th of July, and you could see the fireworks all over the place. And it was, and I, it was just something, I'll always have that, because you could just see, you could, looking out of the window of the plane as we're coming into Georgia, you could see like literally 20 fireworks displays going off at once. And we went to, we didn't do sort of like the big ones until like I think I was a teenager when we like went to Disney World. Although that's not true.
Who are you going with? Mom?
That was my mom and my older brother and my younger brother and sister. But this must have been after she split up with my stepfather because he wasn't there. But we also did when my brother and sister were little. We did one really cool trip. We got on the train in Joliet, Illinois, and we took it out to San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, actually Oakland, and then took a bus into San Francisco, which is how you do, to see Aunt Pat when she lived there. Mm-hmm. And she lived that was the husband she married twice, and he made a lot of money. She had a beautiful apartment that you could see the Golden Gate Bridge here and Alcatraz here.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was like on the top of a hill. And you also had a view into like 15 different apartments. And my brother and I, little perverts, stayed up watching all like practically the entire night and saw so much nudity.
Did you?
Saw fucking.
Did you?
Yes. It was fantastic. And my aunt and uncle too had like binoculars. They were, I was like, it's no coincidence there's binoculars here. But yeah, we saw like there was right across the way, there was like a little penthouse built on top of one of the buildings. And there was a really tall man and a very short Asian woman, and they were married, and they would get home and they would be nude. Like within 30 seconds.
Oh, just walking around nude.
Nude and like nude all the time that they were at home. And they had sort of like an outdoor sort of patio garden, and they'd be out there nude. They didn't give a shit. And my aunt told me that once that down the hill, she was in the grocery store and she was like getting something off the shelf and turned and like face to face with them. And she went, "Oh my God, I'm sorry." And they never like, met her or anything, but she was just like, she sees these people naked all day. Yeah. Oh my God, I'm sorry. And then from San Francisco, we got in a car and drove down the coast and stopped in Carmel and I think Pismo Beach, and then came down and went to Universal Studios.
This is a great trip, dude.
Universal Studios and then Disneyland. We stayed at Disneyland Hotel. And that was a big one. But before that, it was like we didn't do a lot of vacations that weren't like going to visit family and then maybe going to Six Flags while we were there. I did travel and I was on the train a lot going to visit my dad. But yeah, that was the big vacation that I can remember. And then there was the Disney World later, which was pretty fun. And I still like Disney Disney stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too.
Yeah, living here and having kids, it was. We used to go, you know, especially when there was a cheap Southern California rate. We used to go all the time, and like I have different people who were like, "You go to Disneyland a lot." I'm like, "Yeah, I got two little kids, and it's fucking 45 minutes away, and it's Disneyland."
Yeah, what,
you know, like yeah, it'd be like, you know, if you had a peach tree in your backyard, you eat a lot of peaches. Yeah, it's a fucking peach tree, you know.
You grew up in the Midwest. Tell me about snow days. What are you guys doing on your snow days?
Oh, playing in the snow. But yeah, but there was, whenever there was a big snow, we would listen to the radio. There was a little local radio station, WSPY, which stands for Sandwich, Plano, Yorkville, which was left to right, the streets that, or the cities that were along Route 34. And you would listen to hear school closures, and they would do it, you know, like Manuka, you know, it was actually where Nick Offerman is from.
Oh, okay.
But you know, you'd hear like Sandwich School this, and Plano this school, and, you know, Bristol this school, Sugar Grove, and be like Yorkville grade school. And like, oh yeah, you know, like we don't have to go to school. And it was probably a lot. There was a lot of playing in the snow. And also it's a state fucking snowplow coming and plowing our driveway.
Oh yeah, I forget about that.
Yeah.
You guys had it, yeah. Mate. Pristine driveway.
yeah. Oh. And
I forget about that.
There had been a big blizzard, and we had big pile of snow at the end of our driveway where they'd piled it all up. And there was an old rusted swing set that had fallen apart, but all the pieces were like stacked up in the backyard. Nobody had thrown it away yet. And my brother and I shoved one of the legs of the swing set down into the snow. And by this time it had melted and it was kind of ice on top. And we played, I don't know if it was Indians or what, but tying each other to the pole and then throwing big chunks of bark that we tore off a tree on each other, like knives or like hatchets. And so he went first, and I tied him up and threw this, and it was like,
I thought you were going to say snowballs.
No,
for sure.
Well, snowballs,
tree bark.
You know,
great.
By that time, I don't even think there was snow. Like the snow was snowball makeable.
Oh,
you know?
I see. Yeah.
But he did his turn, and then it was my turn, and he tied me to this pole, like with my hands down like this, and I'm on this little hill, and he's throwing shit really hard, and he might have been throwing snowballs that are mostly ice balls at me, and I thought like, oh, the pole's loose, I bet I can pull it out, like, and I also thought like it would also be like a good bit. You know, like, oh my God, look at, you know, Frankenstein has freed himself. And so I pulled out the pole out, but the pole was like this far down. So when I got it out, I could not support it. So I fell face first with my hands tied to my side, shit, down a slope. Like it was probably a 2-foot drop beyond what would have been level onto ice, catching the full brunt of it with my forehead. Bam, onto my forehead. And, you know, my brother came over and was quickly untying me and said, don't tell him. And I went inside and went upstairs, and my mom was on the toilet, and I was like crying, and she's like, what happened? And I was like, yeah, Gus tied me to a pole. I, of course, made it like he tied me to a pole. I didn't tell him that I was a willing accomplice. And I took my hand away from my head, and she went, oh my God. And that's when I really started That's when I really started crying. And I had, I swear to you, like a purple half apple on my head. And it was there for months.
Months.
I had this giant fucking knot in the middle of my head. And for a few years afterwards, you could still kind of see the shaded remnants of it. Cause it was, you know,
it fucked you up.
It was a bad, yeah.
Damn,
it was a bad knock there. You know, just country fun.
Country fun.
Yeah.
We got to get you out of here, Andy.
All right.
Thank you very much for doing this.
Oh, thank you.
Promote one more time, please.
Three Questions podcast and the Andy Richter Collins Show on Sirius XM.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for allowing me in the back of your station wagon.
You're welcome. Thanks for hipping us to the, I didn't know about that door. That's a new one, man. I'm going to look for that.
Custom cruiser.
As always, Ryan Sickler on your social media, RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.